Karima Brown, live,
online,
smartphones,
DSTV,
and 92.7
and 106 FM.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Electoral Commission of South Africa believes it is on the right track in conducting elections in May after 700,000 new voters turned up to register at the weekend. In a statement issued earlier today, the Electoral Commission stated that out of the new registrations, 81% are under the 30-year-old mark. This is a clear indication that the youth have heeded the call to register and that they are, of course, going to be an important demographic. It also revealed that out of these new voters, 52% are women and 48% are men. And that's, of course, in line with our actual statistics. The population is made up of 52% women. Well, for more on this, I'm now joined by Masego Shiburi, who is the Independent Electoral Commission's Deputy CEO. Masego, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karina, and thanks for having us.
Now, tell me, the surge of youth registrations, that is, of course, something that a lot of people doubted. People were not sure if young people were actually going to heed the call to register. The fact that they make up, 81% of the new registrations to vote obviously means that we've got a highly politicized youth group, and of course they are ready to participate in the elections.
That's correct, Karima. And even before the registration weekend, the view of the Electoral Commission has been that before you cast young people as apathetic, we must try to understand whether are there impediments in the manner that we run our operations? Are there impediments that militate against them registering as voters? Because we knew from research conducted on election day that once registered, young persons were more likely, about 10% more likely to turn up and vote than
any age group.
So that's why then we put on a purposefully youthful campaign in order to animate the young persons. And we are thrilled that the campaign has found resonance with young persons, as illustrated by the registration figures for this weekend.
I must say, I'm impressed. I mean, 81% is a very, very high number.
Indeed it is. But having said that, there is still much work to be done, because we know, consistent with the rest of sub-Saharan Africa, we are an increasingly young person. So the growth on the voters' roll should be generated from those people.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's also a narrative within those statistics themselves, in that the age cohort 18 to 19 doubled their registration figures on the voters' roll, which represent the biggest growth in any age category on the voters' roll.
That is actually quite interesting, because that's the millennials. That is the very, very young people. I mean, they are not your 25-year-olds, your 28-year-olds. These are people who have just finished school, who's about to go to university, or who's about to look for a job. It also includes, of course, a lot of unemployed young people who have never had a job in their lives.
That's correct. And we still seized with activities to ensure that we further make inroads into those age cohorts to further invert their underrepresentation. We will be, in the next 2 weeks in February, run targeted campaigns in tertiary institutions to account for those persons who may have moved into the province since the registration weekend that we had over the weekend.
I'm also encouraged by the fact that 52% are women. We know in local government elections, women often vote in far higher numbers than men, because many of them obviously run households. There's an incredibly high amount of female-headed households in South Africa. What do you make of the fact that you've got 52% women? I mean, it's consistent with our population, isn't it?
That's correct. In fact, it perpetuates an already well-entrenched statistics of there being more females on the voter's roll than males. It doesn't end there. Even on election day itself, across all election types, females are the majority of the participants.
Mm.
Similarly, as the Electoral Commission, the majority of staff that are employed at voting stations tend to be more female rather than male. We estimate that it's about 60% female people who run elections, and also about 60% of those are people who are in the leadership role at the voting station. So females continue to be the majority on the voters' roll. They continue to be the majority of participants. They continue to be the majority of election administrators.
Mm.
However, there is an artificial underrepresentation when it comes to persons holding elected office. And I think that's an area in which parties may want to focus when they compile their list of people for parliament and for any elected office.
I think you need to also read the media there, the Riot Act. The last time Media Monitoring did a survey on people interviewed in elections and about elections, although women were the majority of voters, we were the least quoted in all news stories about what kind of decisions we're going to make, what influences our decisions and so on. So I hope that everyone takes you up on that challenge. Now, over the past weekend, KwaZulu-Natal registered the highest number of new registrations, followed by Gauteng and then, of course, the Eastern Cape. Is that consistent with the usual pattern of the IEC, or is that a departure?
It is actually consistent. In the last registration weekend that we had in March of 2018, we saw a similar pattern where KZN nudged Gauteng marginally, both in terms of total activity over the 2 days, but also in terms of the new registrants on the voters' roll. And perhaps it makes sense because those two provinces incubate the majority of the population.
I just want to come back to the question of youth. My colleague Eusebius sent me a really interesting note now. 81% of the past weekend is not 80% of the absolute number. What percentage of under 30-year-olds is now the share of all registered voters as we stand? Have you got that aggregated already?
We have the figures. I do not have it as we speak, but as I said, they continue to be underrepresented, even as we registered 81% over this weekend.
Mm.
In terms of absolute numbers, the youth still lag behind, because you could say a voter's role is an aging role, because that's overrepresentation of older age categories. But the good thing is that with every election, we see a reversal in terms of the underrepresentation of young persons.
So, if I understand you correctly, Mr. Shiburi, then of course we are saying that the majority of voters are still older persons, but you have had the surge of young people, but not consistent with the fact that they make up 49% of the population.
That's accurate.
Okay. Now, in terms of the total voters roll, Gauteng has the most registered voters, and that is followed by KwaZulu-Natal, and then, of course, the Eastern Cape, and in the Western Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest, Free State, and Northern Cape lags behind. Is this also a consistent pattern in terms of the way in which you generally observe how people are active politically?
I think the registration figures tracks the population in each of the provinces.
Mm.
As we speak, we estimate that 74% of all age eligible citizens are registered as voters. A figure of 74% is nothing to be scoffed at if you consider that registration in the country is not compulsory,
mm.
it is voluntary, and it is not automatic. So 74% in a developing democracy is still a good representation of the of the South African population.
Now, the commission obviously remains concerned that approximately 9 million eligible voters are still not registered, of which approximately 6 million are under the 30-year-old threshold. The registration week has come and gone. What do you attribute the low registration numbers to? Do you think that people are fed up of formal politics as we understand it?
It would be difficult to make a call because we do not have instances of deregistration. Because if people were fed up, would have seen people applying to be deregistered from the voters or disengaging. These are persons who, for whatever reason, have never seen it necessary to register in the first place. So I think on our part, we are looking at mechanisms to make it even easier for people to enlist on the voters' roll. Similarly, working with political parties, we think if political parties were to have a policy position that talk to those categories of voters, we would see an upsurge in their representation. But more critically, the challenge is to actually identify who they are, their circumstances, before you can tailor-make strategies. And I think we would rely on research that is very pointed, that gives us indicators of who those persons are, where they are, and what is it that makes them to continue to be disengaged with affairs of their country.
Mm-hmm. Now, registration is continuing at South African missions abroad for citizens living outside of the country, where registration drives will be held from the 1st to the 4th of February. But that is confined to people outside the country. For all intents and purposes, registration is now over for people inside South Africa. Is that correct?
The registration for persons within the boundaries of the Republic is still continuing until the date on which the president officially announces the date of the election.
And do you have any idea, Mr. Shaburi, when the president is likely to do that? What does the guidelines tell us?
The president is on record as having said that there will be an election before the end of May. So until he formally, by proclamation, gives the date of the election, South Africans can still continue to apply for registration at our local offices. And to access our network of offices, a person may call our contact center on 0800 118000 or go onto our website elections.org.za to find out where the nearest office is so that they could register. Until the president proclaims the date of the election, registration continues at our local office. As it relates to registration for South Africans abroad, registration there is also continuous in missions. We've concluded a memorandum of understanding with the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, in which embassy staff and mission staff will assist the Electoral Commission on a continuous basis to register South Africans abroad.
Okay, that is fantastic.
There is, however, a dedicated window period between the 1st and the 4th,
yes,
at which all missions will be open over weekends to ensure that those South Africans who are abroad and are unable for whatever reason to go to their mission will have an opportunity to inspect and register as voters.
Mr. Shaburi, thank you so very much for that. So just the takeout, of course, is until the president actually declare officially the elections, you are still able to register. So if you weren't able to do it this weekend, please go to your nearest voting station. The number that you can check is 0800 118000, and that is where you can find out, of course, where you are registered or if you need to go and still register. And for those outside the country, there's a dedicated period, the 1st to the 4th of February, you can still register. That was Mr. Shaburi from the IEC giving us a breakdown of what happened over the weekend.